We're back.
No, you're not on.
I'm not on. We're back.
Yeah.
So I wanted to touch on this Alaskan pipeline thing just a little bit.
Manscom. Love it.
I don't know, just because I was kind of bummed about it. I brought to you that we should talk about it a bit on the show.
I wonder if anybody else sensed that you were... I just thought it was... I sensed that you were ruining it. You didn't understand what we were trying to do.
See, and on my end, I felt like you weren't really listening to my ideas.
Right.
So
when
kind
you,
of mutual
did you
attention.
Listen to the meeting on LSMania.com?
I did. I watched the whole meeting. And I got...
Myself, Grant Cobb, and Shoebox... And, of course, Nick, the producer of the Alaskan Pipeline, at least for one episode.
Yeah, I watched it when I got home yesterday. And
he's
going to
display his talents, and if we're any good, off we go.
Right, exactly. And, no, that's the thing. You came to me, like, a couple months ago, and you pitched, like, we're going to do a sketch comedy show thing together, and I was really excited about it, and I still am really excited about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of felt like we weren't really agreeing on the process on the show, and then I wasn't able to go to the meeting, which I really wanted to go to. And then I watched the actual meeting. And, of course, without me there, it turned into, like, a Raw Dog bike race or Raw Dog jacking his nipples off or...
Well, I didn't do that. What are you talking
I'm
about?
Not saying that was you. I'm saying, you know, that was, like, the ideas that you guys came up with.
Well, but if you were listening, I don't want to do the fucking Raw Dog. The only one you're doing is Raw Dog bike race because it just so happens that the fucking bass player of Taste It cannot ride a bicycle either.
Right.
That's too bad for you. Just so happens we know two people... In the community that can't ride a bicycle, you guys are racing.
I guess...
Deal with it. That's not a bad one. Are you bummed? Because let me ask you this, because now I'm starting to realize this Nick dude has, like, things written in there. His ideas were mainly... He really only had an idea about you being fucked up.
It wasn't really...
Got beef with him?
No. I didn't really sense it coming from Nick. I think it was more you and Christian and Grant.
Me and Christian and Grant were mean to you.
Not mean to me. More like... I don't know. I wish... And I'm not coming at from this in, like, an aggressive way at all. I just, you know, I wish this was kind of more of a collaborative thing. You know,
it's like around.
I wanted to be there.
And what's wrong with the ideas? I mean...
Like, I just wish it was ideas, like, we should... there's a lot of stuff that, like, we both find funny, like, sketch ideas like that. I feel like
So you're saying that the first episode, all the ideas that we have, you're not into them?
No. Because I like the Starbucks idea. I think that's cool. I think the cooking show's a good idea. The Randy Cyclops one is cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
What else? What didn't you like?
A lot of the stuff that I was saying yesterday, mostly the stuff where you're, you know, where it's clear that you're just kind of bending my ear into doing stuff.
Well, name the ones that we invented that you didn't like.
I'm not sure about Raw Dog the Bounty Hunter. I haven't seen Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
I haven't seen Dog the Bounty
Hunter.
You're
the dumbest motherfucker on the planet. You're trying to tell me that the one you don't like is Raw Dog the Bounty Hunter.
That's the
best one. You're not in charge of this. You just work for me. You're showing that you're not funny. You don't know funny.
See, this is what I was bummed about, is that I feel like you just don't think I'm funny, and you don't like my perspective and the ideas that I'm coming up with.
Well, I like your ideas, but I'm not... what are your ideas? You haven't got a fucking idea. You're just shooting mine down.
I have ideas, too.
What are they?
Well, I've been giving you ideas before.
What are they?
Well, the ones that I'd mentioned before, like the Gymkhana idea was one.
And it's in there!
Is it still in there?
Yeah.
Because it sounded like you thought you couldn't do it.
Well, I'm not doing it in my car.
Right.
And I'm not doing it in the fucking truck.
Right.
But I'll do it as a fake one. I thought we agreed on that yesterday.
Because I watched the thing, you know, your meeting yesterday, and you kind of shot it down in the meeting.
I'll do it in the car, but then your other thing was repetition. I didn't want to do another car scene.
Right.
Because you said don't do repetition.
That's true. Well, because you said there was, like, a car race and, like, a moto race and a robot race.
Oh, man, that coffee's fucking cold.
I don't know. I feel like...
Okay, so far, the only thing you don't like is Raw Dog the Bounty Hunter, which I believe not only... I've actually written it down in my phone. What? Not only did I think that that is an unbelievably awesome idea for Alaskan Pipeline, but it's an unbelievably awesome idea for this radio show... Where you are Raw Dog the Bounty Hunter, and you go, and it's audio of you going around arresting people and just reeling off ridiculous racial rants.
That's what makes me uncomfortable. I don't really want to reel off like racial slurs.
But it's funny.
I know, but I know you think it's funny. I don't think it's funny.
Why not?
Because it's just me feeling uncomfortable saying racial things. I don't think it's funny.
It is funny.
I don't think it's funny.
So you don't want to do it?
That's what I'm saying is I don't think that's a good idea.
All right, so you don't want to do it. You don't think Dog the Bounty Hunter is a good idea?
That's what I disagreed with, yeah.
Right. I think that everybody else thinks that you're wrong and I'm right. And you know that. And you know that. So all you're saying is you don't want to do stuff that makes you uncomfortable. Ever since you got this fucking girlfriend, that's your whole fucking deal.
Do not even bring her up.
It is, and that's why you're reacting to the comment, because it's fucking all about her. Ever since you started going out with this chick, you're fucking being a dickhead about everything.
Jason.
You don't want to fucking do nothing anymore.
I wasn't trying to do this in an aggressive way at all.
Because now it's going to interrupt our fucking career. This fucking chick is going to interrupt our career.
It has nothing to do
with that, dude. You're going to fucking get humiliated all the time. She can fucking deal with it.
It has nothing to do with her, and...
I don't even fucking live here, dude.
Stop it. This is the same
Whatever, your life's being run by somebody that doesn't even fucking exist.
This is the same stuff that's always bothered me.
But you...
And I've always
bullshit!
Said that to you. And I've always
We've
said
ridden
that to you.
Bikes together! I told you how to ride a fucking bike!
And I told you afterwards, like, I didn't want to do it, and I hated that I did that.
Man, I don't understand why you gotta ruin the fucking show.
I'm not trying to. I even,
your stupid girlfriend bullshit.
Wait, listen. I even came up with...
Like, it's just so...
I spent some time yesterday. I didn't...
Spent some time changing it all. The meeting that you listened to. Because our ideas are terrible.
I spent some time trying to come up with other ideas.
Alright, what are your ideas?
You're just angry at me right now.
What are your ideas, dude? I'm not even angry at you. I'm angry at your fucking girlfriend.
Stop it. Because she's not even related to this.
Yeah,
this is a beef between you and me.
It's not a beef. Dude, you've never had a beef with me. Now you have a beef with me?
I'm just saying. I feel like... I just wanted this to be more of a collaborative thing, is all I was saying. Like,
well,
stuff
it is,
that,
dude, it is. Like,
it's
you
not.
Know,
it's
if you're
you...
trying to say that we're shutting you out, we had a meeting last night. You weren't there.
We can talk
about every single idea right now.
Okay.
And you can mingle. We are the meeting. We talk about it every day on the radio. Fuck what Christian and Grant think.
Okay.
It's only us.
Okay.
Why would you doubt that?
Okay.
You and me are Alaskan Pipeline. You and me are everything.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. So, if there's ideas that you think if I have ideas that you think are stupid, just then shut them down. As long as it's cool that if you have ideas that I don't want to do,
no,
then I can
the sooner
shut
you
them down.
Get over looking stupid every now and then, the sooner we can move on with the show.
I'm willing to do that a little bit. It's just when it's completely focused on that and it's all that.
But it's not. You're making a fuss out of shit that doesn't exist. What you're doing right now is out of line.
I wasn't trying to be out of line.
It's not all about fucking you over, dude. There's just a couple, like, what about all the other ones that we're doing?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. I think there are good ideas in there. I just think...
Well, you sound like you have a problem with the meeting last night.
I did have a problem.
You have a problem with one? You have a problem with Raw Dog the Bounty Hunter?
You didn't let me get further than that.
Well, let's hear the rest of them.
I mentioned Raw Dog the Bounty
Hunter. Let's hear the rest of them. No, because I thought that was the best one.
I wasn't... the Raw Dog bike race idea, I didn't like either.
Right.
And the me humping things on the street. I'm not in, and me doing like a little jacking my nipples off thing, because these are all the ideas you came up with. It's all me and me getting fucked with in some way. And I'll do. It's fine if it's like one or two of those things, but not if it's like the majority of the show.
Is it the majority of the show?
I feel like at this point the majority of the ideas are stuff where I'm kind of getting fucked with. That's what I'm bringing to you.
Well, I feel like you. I'm over it completely.
I didn't really want to do this as an angry thing. I thought maybe if I came up with more ideas, hopefully you'd like some of them.
Whatever. This dude fucking is cool and he wants to work with you, but I'm over it.
Yeah, Nick said he wants to hear my ideas.
Yeah.
I was just trying to do it in a completely non-fighting way. I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to...
Yeah, but you just always do this. This is just your fucking new thing now.
It's not really that.
You refuse to do stuff. But don't do it. Let's not do it then. That's part of our funny stuff. Then we don't really... I don't know. You just do what your ones you want. What ones do you want that we had?
I liked the Starbucks and the cooking show and the Randy Cyclops, maybe even the Paris Hilton Black Hop High Speed Chase, I thought had a lot of potential.
You're okay with being Paris Hilton?
I don't really want to say the N-bomb, but other than that.
So let's just take that one out as well.
I think there's a direction that could go in that would make it funny.
Yeah.
Like, I thought maybe if, like, she's being racist, but in a way where, like, all of her, she has all these stereotypes about black guys, but they're all, like, totally wrong. Yeah. I still have to come up with some ideas and write stuff on that, but I think it could be funny.
All right, so now what do we have left on there? I'm just trying to figure out what you want, what the ideas that we have for the first episode, you don't want, you tell me the ones you want out, tell me what we have left.
Okay, yeah, Starbucks, cooking show, Randy Cyclops, Paris Hilton High Speed Chase.
I'm not doing the Paris Hilton High Speed Chase, you fucking idiot. What's the point? She dropped a fucking N-bomb. That's the whole reason she's Paris Hilton.
So
you're dropping a fucking N-bomb.
So the only reason you wanted to do that bit is because you wanted me to say that? I feel like there's other funny things that could go with that. That's what I feel uncomfortable with.
I feel uncomfortable with every single thing involving the show and you.
Okay.
I don't want to do Alaskan Pipeline anymore.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I brought you down this way.
Yeah, you fucking suck. And so does your girlfriend. Both you guys.
Stop mentioning her.
I don't give a fuck. Why don't you fucking move to New York and do a radio show with her? Crazy walking in here, fucking... You've got something up your ass, or you've been trying to get to it the whole fucking show to tell me that you don't like anything that we're doing because it involves you being... You want to ride a bike? You think I don't want it? You think I don't know why? So that your girlfriend sees AliceMania.com and sees that you can't ride a bike and she won't think that you're a man?
You're completely...
That's what you think!
You're complete...
Tell me I'm wrong!
Tell me
I'm wrong!
I'm telling you you're wrong.
I am wrong!
Every time you're
completely wrong!
Jason, every time you tried to get me, ever since that first time I've ridden a bike to ride a bike, it's ended up badly for me. I'm not cool with doing it anymore. I feel embarrassed every time I do it. Please stop leaning on that. You keep going back to the same well.
I don't give a fuck if you cry, dude. Fuck off.
Okay.
Give a shit how fucking sad you are about your fucking shit.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Fuck, man. Like, what are you... crazy. Out of left field, bringing my whole day down.
I asked you before the show if you wanted to do it on the show.
I didn't think it would be a big deal. Fuck.
Well, I didn't think it would be a big deal
either. It's crazy what you're saying right now.
I didn't think it would be a big deal either.
This is a big... What do you mean? You don't want to... Like, half the bits you don't want to do. And they're all funny.
I wish you'd come up with them with
me. Why can't you get over yourself? What's wrong with you jacking your nipples off on a video? What's so bad about that?
When did you
get all fucking weird about jacking your nipples off?
Since the very beginning. All I'm trying to do is... I have other ideas, and I think there's other ways... But you don't want to... You don't even want to listen to me right now.
You don't have any ideas, dude. You have Doc Banger. That's a shit idea.
This is what I'm saying. You don't respect my ideas.
You don't respect my ideas.
Your ideas all involve me doing things I don't want to do.
Your ideas involve all things I don't want you to do. I don't want Doc Banger on my TV show. It's stupid.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's okay. Fine. Then it's okay if you shoot my ideas down as long as I can shoot down ideas I feel uncomfortable with.
All right.
And we find stuff that we can both agree on.
All right.
Because I feel like that's a good collaborative method.
Right.
So let's try to find stuff that we both think is cool.
Okay. I'm not feeling that motivated to want to do anything collaborative with you.
Well, maybe we should... Take a second, cool down, and then we come up with some stuff.
Cool down, man.
I'm happy to have, like, all sorts of meetings between now and
when we film. This is the craziest fucking hippie cage. Get off me. Man. You're telling me to cool down about it?
I was saying maybe we should both cool down. That's what I'm saying.
You should figure some shit out in your life. You got fucking issues, dude.
Okay.
You got crazy insecurities that are fucking ruining this entire show. Like, all of a sudden, you're going to lock up and hide your whole life on this radio show when this whole show's about us sharing everything, every humility, everything we've ever been through, and now you're too good for it?
I'm not trying to say that.
Like, right when we're about to fucking get everybody on board, you're falling apart? You don't want to talk about shit?
You act like it's something new, but it's not.
Just seems like all of a sudden now it's a big deal. Never used to be.
I know you think it's just related to Briar, but this has been something that's been happening for a while, and I keep trying to talk to you about this stuff. that I am totally willing to like do stuff and put myself out there and even, you know, get hurt or get embarrassed sometimes for the show, but just not when it's like a constant focus.
Right. I just don't think it's a constant focus. I think you think it's a constant focus.
Maybe. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't want to bring the show to a screeching halt. Maybe.
Yeah, but are you saying you're so stupid you didn't know that this was going to happen?
I talked to you about it before the show started. I told you that I had an issue with it and I wanted to talk to you about it.
Yeah, I think that you fucked up and you should have said this after the show.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're fucking stupid for not knowing that. You should know better. Everybody else would know better not to do this. Like, this is some fucking...
I seriously didn't think it was...
Crazy going. Left...
Maybe it fucked bullshit. Up. I seriously didn't think it was out of nowhere or that
like,
it would
where,
be that
like,
big of a...
last night, I'm having this meeting about all this awesome shit, and all I get now is apparently I'm just offending the shit out of you. Me and Christian and we're all picking on you. We're all picking on you. We've got all these plans to make you look like a fucking idiot.
I don't think you mean to pick on me. I just think
you're saying all the ideas about once again about you being a fucking idiot. That's what you're saying.
I don't think you mean to pick on me. I think
that's what you're saying right now, though.
I think maybe if I'd been there, it would have gone in a different direction, or I don't know.
Yeah, I really felt like, you know, he brought up a bunch of shit, and I was like, dude, it's not all about that. I don't know if you caught that, if you were listening to it. It's like, I don't want to just make it about Raw Dog challenging the Raw Dog, the sports that he can't do. But sometimes you're going to do them.
Okay. I know that I do those things sometimes for the show. I feel like I do that stuff a lot for the show. It's just maybe I thought this was going to be a slightly different thing. More of like a sketch comedy thing.
I think it's my fault. I just assumed that you would be into, I mean, we're going to do an internet TV show. What do you think the internet TV show is going to involve? We're going to do stuff that you can only do on internet TV.
I thought it was going to be like a sketch comedy. You described it to me as kind of like a robot chicken angle or a funny or die angle.
Yeah.
We're coming up with funny scenarios and sketches and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. I'd love to do something like that.
Man, you're so gay. Whatever. I'm fucking happy for you, man. You want to love to do stuff like that. Congratulations.
I'm welcome to, you know, we can take some phone calls. Maybe if you want me to, you know, take a breather in the green room or something, if it's awkward for me to be here. I'm sorry.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
Okay.
I just don't want to fucking argue with anybody.
I know, I don't want to either.
No, fuck, dude. Save it then. Hello.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, I want to tell Rod Dog he needs to stick up for himself a little bit more right now.
I am sticking up for myself right now.
Yeah, he is sticking up for himself.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that I was going directly on the air.
We don't have a fucking phone screen.
You're on the air.
Hey, all right. Well, I mean, I'm listening to you guys arguing about this, and I don't want to watch a TV show all about you, Rod Dog, but I do want to see you're a fucking hilarious guy, and I want to... You know, I want to hear stuff about you. And Jason, you're also bringing up some stuff that's like kind of private for Josh, throwing out his girlfriend stuff. And I just feel like you're going places that you don't necessarily need to be taking this argument.
Yeah, you might be right.
I mean, like, I'm on the air. Like, wait until after me. It's fucking good radio, but I mean, I just feel like you're beating up on Raw Dog a little bit right now. Well, Rod Dog, I mean, you do need to put yourself out there. I mean, I know you have, but
I just wish there was a bit more kind of give and take on it.
Well, there will be.
Where if there was something that I really didn't want to do.
I mean, you're not doing it, dude. Yeah. You're not doing it. Stop fucking getting all weird about it. You're not doing it. Anything you don't want to do, you don't do. Don't make it out like it's ever been any other way.
Okay.
What is this then?
You're like fucking whining about your life, and it's not. But it's fine. It's perfect.
Okay.
Anything you don't want to do, you don't have to do.
But if I tell you that, then you get upset. I'm sorry. You're right.
Fuck off with your sorry. Okay. God damn it. You just backed me into a fucking asshole corner. Now I'm the fucking prick. God damn it. Don't fucking bring it up.
Sorry, we should have talked off the air. You're right.
Okay. Done working. I'm done. You're a fucking idiot.